Maybe. Yes, sir!
Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT, presents...
Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most!
The Golf Show.
I'm a big believer in fate. I have a good feeling about this. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Good morning and welcome to the Corona Premier Golf Show from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. I'm WSBT Radio Sports Director Darren Pritchett, joined by our premier panel from Warren Golf Course, General Manager, and the guy in charge, basically, of all things U.S. Senior Open, John Foster. Hello, John.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. And we have Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club and Signal Point in Niles, also Top Swing Golf at Tuscana Park.
That's close.
What'd I mess up?
Blackthorn Top Golf Swing Suites.
Oh, gosh, I just.
But that's okay. I think people know what you meant.
I need a cheat sheet.
You don't know how you do it.
Here's what we'll do from now on. When I point at you, you say it.
I'm usually sleeping.
Yeah. That's when John's talking, right? Not me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, coming up on the program today, we'll take a look ahead to next weekend's PGA Championship. We will make our five-man teams. Let's see if Foster's going to dominate this year.
Oh, yeah.
Always a treat. He has his group of players he always goes
with. They're not playing that great, though, his guys.
I'm going to abandon my boys, I think, for a while until they get with the program.
Who was the guy a couple of years ago you always went with?
Stenson.
Stenson. Yeah, is he kind of off the list now?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, what's happened
to him?
He's
gone cold on me. I don't know. I don't think he can putt. I think everything else is just
fine. Because he hits it too good to not.
He does,
40th in the world golf ranking.
Wow. Yeah, I can't go with that. No.
He is one behind Jordan Spieth, who is now
39.
Wow.
You can say that again. Even though he's been struggling, that's a year or two worth of golf, right, for each world golf ranking. That's 2 years, so that's
quite the slump.
Thank you very much. I'll just point at you, and you just finish my thoughts.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
See what happens when I'm awake?
I love it.
And Tiger's all the way up to six in the world.
Isn't that something?
That is crazy.
That's
another one of your guys, Matsuyama.
Yeah.
He's 29th right now.
Yeah, I think it's time to turn the page on those guys.
Ooh, so we have a little drama building.
Yeah.
Your core four are going to
really dramatic.
That's right. Who would have thought 2 years ago that you would have Jordan Spieth 39th in the world? Meanwhile, Bryson DeChambeau is 8th and Xander Schauffele is 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Jason Day down to 15th. And you know what, Bubba Watson, I'm not sure what he's done the last couple of years. It doesn't seem like a whole lot, but he's 18th right now.
I know, that is weird.
Like Does it seem like
he's maybe won once? Or
yeah, he did win the event in China, I think it was last year, which is a world golf
championship, the HGSPC.
Yeah.
That helps, right? Does. Those are weighted.
Dustin Johnson has been number one in his career for 86 weeks.
And what was Tiger's record?
Oh gosh.
It's incredible.
400.
It was looking back on it, when it was going on, you didn't think it was that big a deal because he was so dominant. Now, looking back and saying, could anybody ever do that again? Well,
no.
We also said he could never win again.
Right.
So what do we know?
Right.
Well, let's be honest, though. What was that, 11, 12 years without a major win? So
yeah,
that's a long time.
Did you guys see, and I know this is a little off script, but I thought it was an interesting discussion. If Tiger wins next week, the PGA, what would be more impressive? His 14 majors or 15 majors,
mm-hmm.
or the 82 wins? What's more impressive?
Oh, it's got to be the majors.
Majors.
You think so?
That would be 16. Yeah.
82
it'll
wins.
16. He has 15 now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that made him 15.
I'd go with the majors.
So,
yeah. Well, and the only reason is this. He didn't do this, but if you wanted to set out and win 82 times, there's plenty of events. If you play
that's
every
a good
week,
point. He could have won 182 events.
Yeah, he didn't. So yeah, if you look at the number of events he entered versus winning 82.
Yeah, it's like.
Because I think Sam Snead holds the.
Well, he's at 81, right?
81.
And so Tiger's next
so
win.
So you look at the number that Snead played in. I don't know if it's a greater number because there weren't as many
that's
events.
True. And how many majors did Snead win? Like.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Two or three.
I know he won the Masters a couple times.
Yeah.
So anyway, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Look at Darren. You could, on your spare time this week,
sure, yes.
Maybe take a look at that. Get back to us on that.
I'll put my best man on it.
The executive producer of this show.
I do the same thing I do with a gopher. Anyway. So Steve Stricker's come to the U.S. Senior Open, which is awesome.
Yes. Yep.
I pulled up the U.S. Senior Open.
He's my early pick, by the way.
He's mine, too.
He could win about anywhere.
He's a two straight. Yeah. It's a perfect golf course for him.
I think so.
Perfect. So I pulled up the list of fully exempt players for the U.S. Senior Open. There's 73 that could enter the tournament. Right. I would assume most will.
Yeah. I mean, I think – is that the list that has like – Nicklaus and those guys aren't on that list, right? Are they
like lifetime exemptions?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't think they're on this. I saw the original one where they could play if they wanted to. But okay. So that one there are most of them are playing. As a matter of fact, I got that yesterday from them, and I think all the people on there possibly are playing. Yeah.
Calcavecchia?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he's fun to follow.
Well, he loves the course. You know, he came out last year and played and really liked the golf course.
He's got to get healthy. It seems like he's got so much wrist and hand issues. He's a good follow on Twitter, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He is very, very good, yes.
Very outspoken. I was a little nervous when he came to play the course. I'm like, oh, man, this could be bad.
Well, he had some not so great comments about
at the
PGA, a golf course north of here,
PGA. Mm-hmm.
Is Lee Trevino coming?
No, Lee's not going to make it.
No? Okay. I noticed he was on the list.
Oh, okay. No, he's exempt anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't play anymore, does he?
No, he played. He played the legend.
Yeah,
I was gonna say he was on the list, so I thought I would ask.
No, I thought they had removed those guys. So,
well, actually, Nicklaus is still on the list.
Yeah, so that is the full list there.
It is the full list.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
I'm just going through some of the names. I mean,
everybody
like
is anybody.
I'm 15 years old again.
It's interesting because Goosen's playing this year. It's for his first time. He's been eligible. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, he's won 2 U.S. Opens.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, David Toms, you know, the defending champ is playing so well.
I know this year. He wins like everything.
And so he could very well win this thing, too. We'll find out. He's going to play early Monday. We have our media day. And then so he can speak intelligently about the golf course later that day for the press.
Yeah.
So he's coming out to play early.
Are you going to caddy?
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay. Yeah, definitely. As long as he's riding in a cart, I'll caddy for him.
Can these guys all ride carts?
No, not in a USGA event.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they ride carts on the regular senior tour or not?
Yeah, not the majors.
Okay.
But they do. And it's interesting because we were just speaking before we came on about Daly getting, you know, the cart for the PGA. That's what last year he withdrew at Broadmoor because he claimed he needed a cart. And the USGA doesn't get carts.
Right. You know? We already been through that. Right here in South Bend, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is where the precedent was set.
Casey Martin?
Ken Venturi was in town, remember? Testified.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ed Sullivan was the attorney.
I did not realize
that. So, but here's the – so in this politically correct day and age, don't you feel there's going to be pressure to accommodate disabled people?
I mean, you can argue that.
Well, they did. The American with Disabilities Act, you know, the ADA, was brought into play right in the original suit back in the late 90s or early
– No, it was longer than that, wasn't it? Yeah, I think mid-90s, late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And they ruled that this did not apply. You know? I think what was the deal?
It was an unfair advantage, basically. Wasn't that the...
Right. They said the part, that's it. Part of the game of golf is endurance.
Right.
Yeah. And so that would be counter to the spirit of the game or something. Now,
it would be different. That. People would not be upset with Daly if he was 180 pounds, didn't smoke 3 packs a day, and was a specimen. Nobody would be that upset.
He's claiming it's arthritis in his knee that's keeping him back.
Yeah.
I think that's the backlash, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I think his medication might be in the RV at Hooters.
And I don't know if you guys have played Bethpage, but that is a... son of a gun to walk. I mean, it is brutal. And it's walking only. You can't take carts there normally. Like, every day it's caddies only.
Mm-hmm. You think during the round the ranger's going to come out and pull his cart? Because he can't have carts there.
That's right. So it's a fascinating place. I don't know if you saw the footage. Tiger's there playing a practice round yesterday or the day before. And one of the holes, you actually have to walk across the street like a regular highway.
That's cool.
And the cars get held up. And here comes Tiger walking across the street.
Hello.
Like duck crossing or something. Yeah. Like Tiger Woods.
I thought that was pretty cool. You know, you're sitting there
that
going,
that is pretty neat. Welcome to public golf, folks.
That's right.
That's the way it should be.
Yep.
And just to make sure people understand that don't know, Daly will a lot of times bring his RV stay in an RV in the parking lot of a Hooters who sponsors him. So that's why I made that comment, not for other reasons.
I understand.
Yes, right.
I wanted to clarify.
He signs stuff and grills out for his fans, and he just likes to have a good old time, you know?
You know, it's interesting. I won't tell you which pro, but I got a call from one that travels in an RV, and he wanted to know where he could park his RV. And I actually have arranged for somebody I know. He's going to park it in their front yard.
Nice.
Yeah. So
close to the course.
Normal. Huh?
Close to the course.
Yeah, it's not very far at all. Yeah. So
that's hilarious.
It really is. Yeah.
John Foster, Tim Firestone, Darren Pritchett with you, Corona Premier Golf Show on WSBT Radio. So this is a Coore Crenshaw golf course, mm-hmm. Warren, and I know many, many, many players love the designs of those two. Does Ben Crenshaw have any appearances coming up at the U.S. Senior Open?
Yeah,
is he going to be around?
No, he's going to be here Thursday and Friday of championship week at least. He may stay till Saturday, and then Bill Coore is going to be here Friday, Saturday. So they're going to be around during the championship. I think it's important for us, obviously, for the maintenance staff, and Matt Seelan, our superintendent, has become really close with these guys over the years. And so they're both going to come and spend time with the crew. And, we have about 30 volunteer superintendents from across the country that are coming in to work, too. Mm-hmm. So Ben and Bill will be at the morning meeting just to, schmooze and give their encouragement or whatever else. So I think it's really cool. Now, I think Fox has some plans for them, too, as far as the telecast. But they're basically guests of Bill Warren for the week.
Great.
And, we hope they have a good time. And we have some social functions booked with them as well. So we're really looking forward to it.
So, breaking news on the Corona Premier Golf Show.
Is that breaking news?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to give the breaking news.
Oh, okay, let's hear
Come
it.
Come on. I mean, gee whiz.
Do you play golf again? Is that it?
I plan to. Well, I might be going to the Symetra Tour media event on Wednesday after a couple of days off.
Okay.
So, we'll see. We'll see. I might make a big appearance. And
that'd be great.
Second time out won't be as good
that
as the first.
That would mean a lot
to
the girls, Darren.
What's that?
That would mean a lot to the girls if you showed up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. They would have a reason to run. So, no, I'm actually working with the USGA on this. I went over, John. I went to the USGA. But I think it's fair to say right now this is going to happen. But on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of U.S. Senior Open Week, Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat will be live at Warren for 3 hours, not just two.
It's going to
expand coverage. And there's the ability, because when I – went to the U.S. Open at Olympia Fields in, 2002, I want to say. Mm. We were able to get a lot of interviews with golfers coming off the golf course, or at least being press settings. So we're going to have a lot of audio to play back.
That's great, man.
And we're going to be there from 4 to 7 on the practice day Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I assume there's going to be a par 3 contest.
What about the golf show? Are we doing the golf show live from there?
I'm not done yet. Oh. We're still going.
Wait, there's
you guys
more.
Are so antsy. My gosh. We got to let it marinate a little bit.
Foster had plenty of time.
I mean, let it marinate. We're good. We're good. So the golf show, obviously, once we figure out where we're going to broadcast from, can broadcast from the U.S. Senior Open, and we're going to go 5 hours on Saturday.
Wow.
No, the golf
I'm
show.
Kidding.
Come on. Say
it.
Who's,
I'm kidding.
Who's coming in? JT coming back?
We're going to be guests of his show.
So you guys are on for 5 hours, no commercials. We are going to go commercial-free.
That's funny.
And we're just going to wing it.
Yeah.
John's going to be the guy in the parking lot with a microphone talking
you,
to the guys coming
with
out
the
of the cars.
Like Peter Costas?
Yeah, like,
or,
like Derek Faherty. Have you, John Foster.
Have you received permission from the golf course to hold the sports beat there yet?
Oh.
We're working on that. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Well, I would think the USGA has more say than you do.
No, you can set up outside the course. I think that'd be perfect.
Outside
maybe the parking lot. Then you could do the parking
White
lot.
Fields
wow.
open.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get you a nice spot, Darren. Yeah.
Your office is taken, right? We can't even get
no,
in there?
No, actually, I've reserved my office.
Okay.
The pro shop's going to be taken up.
Okay.
I think the bar is sitting right in front of my office, which
perfect.
Would be really handy.
It's perfect.
I'm supposed to talk to Becky,
Becky
later
Colbert.
This afternoon. Yes. So hopefully we can
figure
that out. And my ultimate goal is, and I don't know if it's possible, but since I guess my last year of college and the year after, I was a producer at KMOX. And also was the broadcast booth guy at Busch Stadium for a year, filling out the scorecards.
Oh, I know what's coming.
I want to see if I can get Joe Buck on, who has no idea who I am. He doesn't remember me.
Right.
Oh,
but
he
is going to be the voice of the U.S. Senior Open from Fox. So I want
to
get Joe
on the program. If you said that, you probably could get Love, yeah. You got a history.
I'll ask Becky because we're going to work together on interviews. I'm going to go for the gusto. Get Joe on.
That's great. And Becky's fantastic, by the way. She works for Bruno Event Team, and she knows all the players, and she'll get you hooked up. So she's actually was at the Region's Tradition this past week getting some audio from them. So maybe she can pass something along to you.
Wow.
That's great. Yeah, I don't know who the other talent in the booth is going to be because Flesh is playing.
Oh, that's right.
And they have not announced who Paul Eisinger's replacement is. And you know what? I thought that was the breaking news, possibly.
Oh.
I thought that was a little more exciting than who's replacing Flesh. But
no, if it was you, that'd be great.
I don't know who the other talent
is. What am I going to do? I'd be the guy holding.
You know, like, remember they would let JT umpire some of the games? You know, local guy?
Yes,
like,
he's the fill-in.
Right, you could be like the, you know.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I wonder who will do it. Because all the other guys are under contract, aren't they, with other networks? Or how does that work?
Yeah, well, I mean, Curtis Strange will be out on the grounds, I'm sure, because he left ABC. He's now with Fox as far as TV goes. But as far as in the booth, and then Shane, the Irish guy, will probably do FS1 on Thursday, Friday.
He's a new guy. He does some golf channel stuff.
He's really good. Yeah. But I don't know who, because the other one is Faxon. I think Brad Faxon may be the heir apparent to that. So, So hopefully Faxon will be in the booth. He's not playing.
I'd love to get Joe Buck on so he can tell everybody that he hates everybody's team because that's everybody's perception of him. It's just phenomenal.
I mean, I thought he hated golf.
He's an avid golfer.
Yeah, but I always got the feeling, you know, and he does baseball, as you know, he does
NFL.
Football.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt that he felt like this wasn't a big deal.
Right.
And the only time he ever got excited last year during the Senior Open was when they were promoting the football season coming up or something. Maybe that was another championship.
I'll say this, golf is a different broadcast because you almost feel like you can't get overly excited like a big football touchdown. Do you get excited? Do you do that classic, you know, almost golf clap.
The Jim Nance approach to things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, who gets overly like, whoop, whoop, you know, in the broadcast booth? You know what I'm saying?
Gus Johnson couldn't do it.
Oh. Oh, my. I mean, can you see Foster filling in?
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Let's go to John Foster on 14.
How did he miss that?
I'm here with Montgomery, who takes out an 8-iron. I think he should hit a 7. Ball's in the air, and it plugs in the bunker. Hey, Colin, I told you, pal. Hit the 7. That'd be great.
Is he playing?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. He'll be here.
Have you met him yet?
No, I've not. I'm sure he's looking forward to it, though.
What if he listens to the show and he knows?
I'm sure he's an avid listener. The podcast, actually.
Which is available on WSBTRadio.com if you missed the show live.
I was trying to, because it's never brought up during the show, and people are missing a huge opportunity.
He's got to be one of the favorites, too, doesn't he?
I think so. Again, hitting it straight, but he cannot putt to save his life this year especially. So, you know, it always comes down to putting. You know, we've said that before, and I think with our greens, I don't want to use the word tricky, but they're complicated. And
it'll be John's fault.
What's that?
It'll be your fault.
Of course it will. Well, from Montgomery's standpoint, of course. I'll just blame Matt, my superintendent. Or he'll blame the USGA event, as they always
out of my hands, right?
And it is their call. I mean, I'm not doing course setup.
Right.
You know.
You're just a meter and a greeter. You're a wheeler and a dealer.
Pretty much what I'm doing. Yep.
The money man.
Empty suit. That's me.
Empty suit. So what are you going to do, like, when the tournament's going on?
When's the last time you wore a suit?
I'm actually going on vacation that week.
That would be so ironic. I mean, you've been working on this.
Maybe not by choice.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be escorted off the grounds the first day.
Could be a permanent
vacation.
We
no longer need your services.
It's like in the movie Major League where they open the door and the tag's hanging down. You're sent to the minors. You'll have a pink slip, you know, hanging.
Yeah. I hope to enjoy it. I really, and there's nothing active I can do. There are a few things I have to keep my eye on, but the management company in USGA pretty well has it, and our 2,000 volunteers pretty well have it covered. So,
yeah, you're not out there getting people off the course if it's lightning, and you're not like worried if the Bud Light's gone on number or Coors Light's gone on number.
It's a really good point, though. There are people that for all of that stuff, and it's a massive amount of people, and there are a massive amount of things to worry about. I just saw the USGA evacuation policy. is like 10 steps that one has to take in preparation. And
players always first.
It is always the players. And fans have to fend for themselves. That's the way it is everywhere. But
right.
they bring their own meteorologist in.
Oh, wow.
They have their own Thor system, you know, the lightning detection yeah. system. So it's covered, I guess, is what I'm saying. There's nothing, no stone left unturned, that's for sure.
Well, there's no chance of a rain delay during the Four Winds Invitational or U.S. Senior Open because we're going to be out of rain.
I was going to say, sometime you got to run out, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious.
This is crazy. I know.
A very, very strange time around here. Although I just remember a couple of years ago, May 7th in Lansing, filling out my lineup card, and it was snowing. So we're on May 10th. Anything is possible, but we are so due.
Yep.
For some great weather so people can enjoy the golf courses, Blackthorn, and also Warren. Gosh, I've went off script for the first 20 minutes here. I'm trying to decide what to
well,
do.
Speaking of weather, I'm
We're
shocked.
Going to go farther off the script.
I am shocked by the number of people who have played golf this spring.
Yeah,
It's quite a few. And
it's way above last year for us.
I mean,
we're ahead of
it. Was 48 degrees out and misting. We got 50, 60 players on the golf course.
I think there's some excitement.
I think it's that. I think people are just – it's just pent-up demand. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally you get this type of thing in April where you get the crazies coming out in early April and playing when it's 40 degrees.
That's a good point.
These people are actually sane, and they're out playing. So if we could just get over the 70-degree mark, it would be just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know about you, what you're seeing in your shop, but our club sales have doubled last year. We're seeing lessons are more active.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there just seems to be more buzz going on. I don't know if it's the Tiger effect, if it's the senior.
I really don't know.
There's, it's kind of a little golf buzz going on right now.
There's so much.
I wish I would catch it.
That even Scott Gump, I saw him out practicing this week.
Oh, there you go.
For the senior Ooh. Open qualifier that's coming up.
When is
and
that?
And last time I saw Scott swinging club was probably 3 years ago.
Wow. And he probably doesn't even just picks it up like riding a bike.
You know what he said is it doesn't do him any good to go out beating balls for 2 hours. It's just get familiar with the club in his hand. He'll go out and hit balls for 10 minutes, and that's pretty much it. So he said he either has it or he doesn't. And I wish I could. Well, I expect that same attitude. I just don't have it.
Yeah. But,
it would be really cool. I know that our colleague Pete Byrne from the TV. Side of things, both Fox and CBS, is going to do a bit of a story, I think, on Scott and his
Good.
Quest to qualify for the senior.
Where is he trying to qualify?
It's Delaware Country Club.
Oh, in Muncie.
Mm-hmm. Muncie.
When is that? Do you know?
I'm not sure,
Next
Darren.
It's got to be coming
it's
up.
Actually, I think it's the last week in May or the first week in June. So,
wow.
Yeah, they go pretty close to the actual event.
Jeez.
So. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, though. You know what I mean? Because you don't want a guy to qualify 3 months before who, you know.
That's true.
Did you see the – sorry, we're way off script now. But I got
US Open qualifier.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. The 16-year-old yesterday in a US Open qualifier shot 61.
That's incredible.
I think the next low score was like 67 or 8,
right,
so he blew the field away.
Setup.
Right, it wasn't like he was playing – You know, a chip and putt. It's just, he was that good.
So now he goes to the next
sectional
stage.
Qualifying, yes.
And then if he advances there, he goes to the Open.
Yeah, it's 36 holes coming up for
is
him.
Is he a well-known kid, or is this out of nowhere?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure someone knows him, you know what I mean?
I hope some college coaches know who he is. You would hope.
I would think so. That'll catch people's attention.
I'll talk to our coach when I get back to work.
There you go. All right. So how many times, Foster, have you played this year?
I haven't played. Firestone?
Not at once.
So let me get this straight. After all the garbage I've taken the last few years.
You're a bad influence on us.
Yeah.
I am actually leading the golf show in rounds played this year.
You'll probably
That's
stay
true.
That way is what I'm guessing.
I keep saying I'm going to make my season debut, and then it's 52 and rainy.
I got the 72-degree rule, and that just it hasn't happened.
Yeah, and no wind. I need no wind.
Yeah, it's got dry conditions. I need to roll.
Yes.
Now – Foster, close your ears for a second. But Firestone, you play so much golf in the past. I'm stunned.
I know.
Now, you're very, very busy. You're a very busy businessman. But I'm shocked you have not snuck out because you love playing.
Yeah. So I think, you know, when this show started, I was probably playing four times a week.
Yes.
You know? And it's just gradually you don't play. And then you aren't as competitive. And then other things are going on in your life with, you know,
sure.
kids and work. So, unfortunately, I'm kind of falling into that pattern that we see some of our members fall into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
so
we struggle to get people
where I'm at right now
for that very reason.
Right.
Yeah. It's tough. Well, what we were going to do in the first segment has not been talked about yet. We're 25 minutes in. You want to save it for next week?
Sure. Well, that
All
sounds
right.
great.
We were going to find out what's in the Blackthorn Pro Shop.
So the listeners just have to go drive there and check it out. I will say one quick thing about the
go
Pro
ahead.
Shop. We got the Nike Air Jordans in, and we've sold every pair out in 2 days.
Wow.
Crazy.
Amazing.
So, can that guy still move the needle? Not even in his sport.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
More coming in?
And, yeah, if we can get them, I mean, they're, like, allocated. But what's crazy is they did – the reason is the wholesale or retail price is only $160 on them.
Wow, which for a golf shoe, anybody's
that's
been
right. I mean,
is not much.
That's right. Yeah. So I was expecting, you know, I mean, his tennis shoes are like $200, aren't they, or $250? So the golf shoe.
Do they look like golf shoes?
They really actually look pretty good, to be honest. It's, okay. You know, a lot of the technology and design now in golf shoes is going away from your traditional look. It's more into athletic shoe.
Yeah. I think people who aren't in the know will see guys on tour thinking they're wearing tennis shoes or something because they do look somewhat similar.
Oh, by the way, I want to ask you real quick. Can the pros wear spikes at your course?
Yes, they can. Yeah.
Does anybody do it?
Policy. I don't know. So far, none of them have.
That'd be so interesting. Wouldn't you think that your peers would police that?
Yeah.
To be like, come on,
knucklehead. Of the spike marks and
right.
Like
Why
that.
Are you walking around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I know they can. I don't know if anybody currently does. I think Mickelson still wears steel spikes, I believe.
How'd they just get rid of it? I mean,
I know.
That's ridiculous.
It says that the USGA sets the footwear policy. That's in the contract.
Right.
It says we have nothing, no say so. Of course, we wouldn't. But so whether there are people on the tour champions that do, I do not know, Tim. So I'll have my spike changer available if indeed they do.
Remember those days?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
It was terrible.
Oh, that was a great moneymaker. Working behind that counter, you'd have to change the spikes out. They always give you a nice tip. So when that whole transition happened over that 1 or 2 year period, it was huge.
So these Jordan golf shoes, are they spikeless?
Yeah, I'm not.
They got little rough.
Little nub type.
Because I pulled up a website with a couple of different looks. Mm-hmm. One is a white pair.
Mm-hmm.
One is black.
The white ones is what we.
With the Jordan, with the ball, with his legs spread on the back.
Yeah.
With golf below it. You know, they are pretty good looking shoes. They are very, very sharp. Yeah, they're spikeless.
Most of them are anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Zoom Air Nike Jordan ADGs. Okay, very good.
There you go.
All right, so we will take that tour of the Blackthorn Pro Shop next week, and then we'll do Warren after that.
All right.
And we'll be on location, I think, next week too. So we just have a lot going on in this program. It's just expanding. I mean, we're going to.
It is. I think we should go national.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
well, we are the podcast.
That 5-hour U.S. Senior Open golf show, that'll put us over the top.
That's going to be a killer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Good luck finding somebody to do that, by the way.
We'll make our PGA Championship selections next. The Corona Premier Golf Show from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. This is the Corona Premier Golf Show from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Darren Pritchett, John Foster, Tim Firestone with you. John, the GM at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. Tim, the owner of Blackthorn, Signal Point. I'm pointing.
Blackthorn, Top Golf, Swing Suites.
There you go.
That is not three businesses. That's one.
That's
he likes the people to think that he owns like six different businesses. It's three.
Fair enough. We are going to now make our selections for the PGA Championship. Used to be in August. It is in May for the first time this year. So we're going to pick 5-man teams. Each round, the top two scores is your team score, and the best score obviously wins our little tournament. So Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York is the site of the PGA Championship. John will go first, then Tim, then I, then we'll do the snake draft, and we'll have some fun here.
I need some clarification.
Okay.
Governor Holcomb signed a bill yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
That
here
makes
we go.
Sports betting legal in Indiana now.
That is true.
And it'll be up and live, they said, before the first Notre Dame home game.
Really?
Yep. So you'll be able to place your bets. So, you know, I think we should have a little.
I'm precluded from doing that.
Oh.
No.
Even if it's legal?
Yeah.
No, we can do this. How about this? The loser has to actually play golf.
All right. There you go.
There's a
and say your score on air.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh
gosh.
Yeah. So all you guys bet your hearts out. You go for it.
I don't think that's the real reason. He's nervous.
His fingers are crossed over there.
No, I can't. I never. It's a, I don't know if it's a Notre Dame rule.
Code of conduct,
NCAA,
probably.
NCAA, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what that's crazy. So the NCAA is based in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah,
and
yes.
Now Indiana is legalized betting.
Mm. Well,
it's going to be interesting.
John, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
John, you're on the clock.
First pick of the 2019 Premier Golf Show Blackthorn Top Golf Suite Tournament.
Xander Schauffele.
That's your first pick?
Yes, I was all over that.
He's due.
He is in the top 10 of every major.
Yeah, he really is. He's like one putt away from being there.
And I'm going to go with Molinari.
Good choice.
These guys are hot.
They are.
Molinari is 7 in the world. Xander is number 9. Mm-hmm. See, now you're freaking me out. You're leaving all these top names
on
the board here.
You're assuming we know what we are doing. That's why.
Well, there's
we're top golf handicappers.
Your Black
could be our new
top
show,
golf yeah. swing yeah. suite yeah. handicapper.
We're going to have that. Can we talk to the producers about a golf handicapping show
yes.
that we can do?
I mean, those are huge now.
Yeah.
I don't know about golf, but
let's
real
just,
handicapping
let's
shows.
Let's just say the sports director
okay. yeah.
has had a conversation 2 weeks ago with the program director about some things.
That's right.
Excellent.
I bet.
That's great.
I'm way ahead of you. That'll be a part but of
would
the
we get paid well, for that
5-hour U.S.
We get paid based on our picks.
Would we get paid for that particular show?
Okay. That's all you need, Darren, another show.
Yeah, exactly.
Darren's now running Pro Football Betting Weekly.
Me and my buddy Musburger will be looking live.
It's a good show. I like listening to that.
Funny.
All right, sorry.
Honestly, since we're going off track again, I can't go too far because we're running out of time. But I actually made the comment. I go, if you think about, I don't want to say the old days, but you go to the golf course, you play, there's the little machine there, you play cards or whatever. Yeah. You could see sports betting machines
oh,
at
I
the
would
counter
love it.
At, yeah. at Blackthorn, for example, and guys sitting there watching TV, couldn't you?
Yeah, I just don't know how they're going to do
got
it.
Them.
They're under, oh, it's in that room over there.
If it doesn't stop raining, I might have them.
Okay, anyway. So I guess I'm up. Gosh, you guys.
Well, you get two picks at least.
Well, I do.
Man, you got it's wide open, dude.
Okay. Well, I
you
got to
take Koepka.
Yeah, well, I was gonna go DJ and Koepka. Just
yeah, you have to.
I mean, you guys are just freaking me out here with these picks. All right, so I'll go with those two. So Tim, you're back on the clock.
Tony Finau.
Darn it.
Took number 14 in the world.
Took
oh, now he's scratching out names. So John has Xander. Who are you going to go with next?
Ricky Fowler. Talk about
do.
He's due. He's over
because there. In majors, he's played like, no, never mind. Yeah. All right. So, John, you get another pick.
Oh, I do? I'll just go down the line here. John Rahm.
That's a good pick. Yeah. Playing well.
It's a long way.
It's a long way.
And that's
okay.
pretty important there.
So you, Mr. Foster, have Molinari and
nope.
Finau.
No, that's Mr. Firestone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Firestone has Molinari and Finau. And?
With the next pick, I'll take Rory.
That's probably a good one.
Okay. So I have DJ and Koepka.
Somebody's noticeably absent on our list here.
I've got to go Tiger. I got to, right?
Somebody's going to pull the trigger.
You guys read the story about the guy that won $1 million on Tiger? And now he put $100,000. That he'll win the Grand Slam.
Are you?
Oh,
that's just
that pays $10 million. There's no chance.
There's no way.
No.
I would probably have taken that bet for
him. Yeah,
I would have covered that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm.
He would have wanted to see where you were coming up with the payoff.
I know. Life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Fourth round. I'll take Justin Thomas.
Good pick.
Who's won it before? Okay, Firestone.
I am going with
there.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Man,
that's a good pick. See, I thought that's a classic Foster selection.
Yeah, I know.
He's a grinder, man. That's the guy you always just pick on your team because you know he's never going to give up.
He'll win the Masters someday, I think.
He will.
I got him penciled in there.
Okay, Foster, you got a good team working here.
Yeah,
don't mess it up.
Justin Rose.
Okay,
kind of have to. He's not playing real well right now, but
he's not putting well. He's hitting more greens than anybody, but so maybe he'll
figure it out.
Yep.
You know who's not on this list? This also is Adam Scott. Oh, here he's way down here, 27.
Yeah.
Okay, John, you're up again. Your last
pick. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you get another pick.
Holy
last God. Pick, fifth round.
Let's see here. How about Mark Leishman? How about that guy?
That is a classic Foster pick right there. That's got you written all over it.
Remember when
he dropped out of this week, though, with the bad back?
When nobody knew who Koepka
was. Yeah, you did.
And now I don't pick him for some reason. I don't wonder why that is, now that he's actually good.
You did pick him a lot.
Yeah, he was my guy.
Okay.
You also picked, what's his name, the German that fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that terrible? The guy that won the U.S. Open at Pinehurst.
Yeah, where is he at? He's not even on the list anymore.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, my gosh. How can we forget him?
All right.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody where is he? Somebody call him.
All right. Firestone, who do you have?
Phones are open.
I'll go with DeChambeau.
Okay. I figured you were going to do that. Well, this is risky just because of injury and what have you, but he's played well in this before. I'll go with Jason Day.
Martin Keimer.
Thank you.
Martin Keimer. Holy cow. There you go. Those are the picks for the PGA Championship. We'll see what happens. We'll kind of recap the opening two rounds next Saturday. This is the Corona Premier Golf Show on WSBT. Corona Premier Golf Show on WSBT Radio. John Foster, Tim Firestone, Darren Pritchett. We mentioned this earlier. For the first time in almost a decade, a player will be using a golf cart during a major championship. John Daly has been granted permission by the PGA of America to ride in a cart during the PGA Championship. And he received access under the Americans with Disabilities Act. According to the Associated Press, Daly suffers from an injury in his right knee. And Daly withdrew from the U.S. Senior Open last year after his request for a cart under the ADA was denied by the USGA. So, what do you guys think? Is this the right thing to do in this particular spot? I mean, Tim, you've been to Bethpage Black, and you know grinding golf course.
Yeah, there's no chance. He could not play three holes there, I wouldn't think. We talked about this earlier. If this was not John Daly, if this was a 180-pound, physically perfectly fit person who actually had a bad knee, I think people would be more sympathetic to the cause. The fact that he smokes three packs of cigarettes a day, you know, he's a little overweight. That's the pot calling the kettle black. But I'm just saying, I think there'd be a little bit different thing here. So I think the fact that his physical condition is also in question is why people are barking back on this. But look, does it matter? He's got zero chance of winning this thing. He's a past champion.
True.
Let him have a little glory.
Who cares? I think if you look at the PGA, what they're thinking is he does move the needle still. Not that you need somebody. I mean, to attract the PGA Championship, you're going to have great crowds anyway. But I think the PGA is more commercial oriented, and they're looking at it from that standpoint. And the fans and the USGA is this stodgy, traditional thing. That, as a matter of fact, last year I was at Broadmoor when he withdrew, and the championship director and I were talking about it, and he basically said, "We don't need John Daly." Mm-hmm. You know. And whether it was true or not, that was their attitude.
Sure.
You know, this is the Senior Open. We do not need John Daly for this to be successful. And he's probably right. But I know fans were disappointed.
Yeah. Is he going to play at your place?
I think there's no prayer because he
– Well, it's a walkable course.
But he made a comment this week when they were – he said, "I can't walk more than six holes."
Oh.
So I don't know that it's so much the terrain and walkability of a golf course. And he's mad at the USGA. But he is eligible to play if he would choose to do so.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what?
He's exempt because he won it has to do with lifetime majors. Or
something.
Wow. There are all kinds of categories. But he
Because he hasn't
exempt.
Really won anything on the senior tour, has he?
No.
He hasn't walked in an official
he's
event
only
53? Since last fall, the European Masters.
Doesn't it feel like he's older than that, though?
Yeah,
we're going
sure
the other
he
way.
Feels like he's older.
We'll wrap up the Corona Premier Golf Show next on WSBT. What's coming up? Let's ask John Foster from Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame.
Come play golf amid all the construction. It's kind of cool. We've not lost a construction worker yet, so come on out. We haven't.
Phone number?
631-GOLF. And warrengolfcourse.com.
Same number for complaints?
Yeah, same one.
Great. Yeah. All right. Tim from Blackthorn and Signal Point.
The golf courses are open, and they're very green with all this rain that we have. They're actually it's in great condition. So it looks like a good stretch of weather here, 8 or 9 days of some sunshine. And come on out. Love to see you.
No injured workers there either?
Knock on wood, no.
Okay, very good. Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you next week. Well, that was a very interesting installment of the Corona Premier Golf Show from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. It's 9 o'clock.